In Washington, I'm Kai Ryssdal. It is Thursday, the 30th of November. Good as always to have you here, everybody. It is all over but the shouting in the Senate, it seems. Voting on the Republican tax plan is going to start later tonight or maybe tomorrow. But either way, more holdouts on the bill look like they are working their way to yes on the thing. The House, remember, passed its bill a couple of weeks ago, a bill with some significant differences from the Senate version. So that is where I started this afternoon with House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Kevin Brady in his office in the Capitol. Basically, I said, how are you going to make these two bills agree?
Well, look, I have a simple philosophy here. Let's pick the best of both the House and the Senate tax reform bills. Let's look at making this tax reform better at every step. And that conference committee allows us to continue to do that. There are strengths and weaknesses in all these proposals, but listening to our members who represent the whole country about what's really important to them and how we can improve it has actually helped us a great deal at every step. So I'm really eager in the conference committee to work out and find that common ground.
Give me a sense of the biggest sticking points.
Here's the good news. Because we'd worked with President Trump on one framework, both the House and Senate really wrote toward a pro-growth tax reform. There are some differences in how we structure help for small businesses, how we deal with all of these U.S. companies and jobs and research going overseas, and more importantly, how do we bring them back?
Yeah.
The good news is I think we're all headed the same direction. We just took some different approaches. I don't see anything that isn't solvable in a really positive way.
Since you mentioned the growth that y'all are counting on in these bills, you're counting on it to pay for itself. The White House has said so. You've said so. Everybody is saying so. My question then is, how come, in your mind, the Senate is less confident? They're less optimistic. They're including these triggers, and there's a whole lot of what-ifs.
So I want to make one change to the question.
Sure.
So I believe tax reform can lead us back to a balanced budget. You'll need two things, though. One, good, strong economic growth, because I'm convinced a sure way to continue these deficits is keep this very slow economy the last decade. But that's not enough. You have to also eliminate a lot of unnecessary provisions and lobbyist loopholes and exclusions in the tax code to be able to help pay for this as well.
But the Senate's not so sure. They've got these trigger provisions. If the deficit increases, if growth doesn't come, how are you going to reconcile that?
So here's
right?
what
that's the challenge.
Yeah, here's what I support. Letting the Senate do its very best job here. I really do. I love this process. The House has acted very decisively. The Senate is really, I think, taking very positive steps. So they produce the very best product, and then we go to work to find common ground.
Virtually all analysis shows that the bulk of the tax cuts and the bulk of the benefit of this bill go to the wealthy in America.
Yeah, and that's absolutely incorrect.
No, sir, it's not.
Come on. Actually,
it is. You look
at
CBO, you look at the joint
tax. No, joint tax.
Right?
Let's start with them. So, one, sure. CBO doesn't estimate the tax plans. Secondly, Joint Committee believes that there's income relief at every level, income level. And when you look at both the tax cuts, which in the House plan, 70% of the tax cuts go to families, households, making less than $200,000. You think, well, is that the middle class? You know, between $50,000 and $200,000 in some of these high-tax states, yeah, that's sort of the middle class, two workers, two kids, you know, working from paycheck to paycheck. They get good, strong tax relief, as they should.
Let me get from individuals to corporations. The House bill and the Senate bill include big tax cuts for corporations. I guess my question is, Fortune 500 companies are having record profits. The economy is growing. We just saw GDP out the other day. Why does corporate America need tax relief right now?
Well, here's a simple question. Are Americans tired of watching their jobs and their headquarters and their research and their manufacturing go overseas? The answer is yes.
Yeah, but sir.
No, but our tax code in that the highest rate among our competitors, if you've got the highest prices of all your competitors, I guarantee you people are buying elsewhere. Well, guess what? These jobs are going elsewhere as well. The 20% rate, it makes America competitive, along with other provisions, helps leapfrog us back into the lead pack so that we can compete against China and Europe, Canada and Mexico. So I often think the public looks at the wrong P word, profitability, versus the one we're really focused on, productivity, because that's what's missing. Right now, that's missing in America. We've fallen. Boy, last year I think we gave back 6 years of productivity. So, that really hurts families.
I was going to skip a productivity question, but now that you brought it up, I want to poke you in the eye a little bit on this. And I saw you say this on CNBC the other day. Explain to me how corporate tax cuts are going to increase worker productivity.
Yeah, so because you're only looking at one provision, not just the tax cuts, so that you can make an investment knowing you're going to return, and you can compete against that Chinese company and that European company. That's really good for workers. But we also unleash full and unlimited investment. So for the first time in history, we give companies a zero tax rate when they invest in their workers and in that new technology. That drives the productivity that really drives paychecks.
Just to square the circle here for a second, it's investment that you're counting on in an unproven tax bill that is hopefully going to work out the way you want it to, right?
Well, here's the good news. It's already been proven. We know from President JFK's tax cuts as well as President Reagan's tax cuts, you saw this happen. When America became competitive and families and businesses could keep more of what they earn, the economy took off. In fact, the 20 years after President Reagan, we saw 37 million new jobs, almost 20 years of almost unbroken prosperity. Right now, unless America wants to settle for this sub 2% economic growth, which hurts our families, we have to make a change.
Kevin Brady, Chairman of House Ways and Means. Thanks for your time, sir.
Thanks for having me.
I should say, by the way, after Chairman Brady and I spoke, the Joint Committee on Taxation came out with its analysis of the Senate bill. It's only going to generate enough economic growth, the JCT says, to pay for about a third of the $1.5 trillion in tax cuts that are in the thing.